Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Rebrand! Hello, beloved consumers. I'm Ashley Birch.
And I'm Mort Birch.
Were you holding your breath?
No, I just wanted to come in powerful. Here, let's do it again.
Hello, beloved consumers. I'm Ashley Birch.
And I'm Mort Birch.
Oh, my goodness. And welcome to Rebrand, a comedy podcast where we inject new life into tired old brands, whether they be snack food, celebrities, or religious institutions.
That's right. I liked your, you had the suggestion last time of national landmarks or something.
Yeah, national monuments.
Yeah, national monuments.
Yeah, that should be something. I mean, truly the, what's the one with all the faces? Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, that's right.
See, I can't even remember the name. It needs a rebrand. We didn't talk about our relationship to one another in the last podcast, which is that we're married. I call you honey and then you call me wife a couple of times, so I guess anyone that is good to absolutely mediocre at picking up context clues could learn that we're married.
Someone with no capacity to understand human relationships would be like, wow, these two strangers are really getting along really well.
Do you want to hear today's brand, dear?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Today's brand comes as a suggestion from our friend Grant. The brand today is Wyoming. Wyoming is a state in the Mountain West subregion. That's not a thing.
Oh, honey, you're not familiar with the Mountain West subregion?
No one is. Who goes, you know, I live in the Mountain West subregion. Honey, are you familiar?
I'm starting to question your patriotism.
It is the least populous state, despite being the 10th largest by area. Its capital is Cheyenne. We got the Rocky Mountains there, which is pretty great. Almost half the land in Wyoming is owned by the federal government.
That's because it's so many national parks.
Many national parks.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got Grand Teton and Yellowstone in there. Indigenous peoples inhabited the region for thousands of years. It lacks any major professional sports teams. State dinosaur Triceratops. Fuck yeah.
Well, I didn't know that we had state dinosaurs.
I didn't know that either. State song Wyoming by Charles E. Winter and George E. Knapp.
I'm learning just facts about facts. I didn't know that we had state songs and state dinosaurs.
Facts about facts. That's why you come here. Oh, and it has Old Faithful there. All right. So that's what we know about Wyoming. So you seem to already have an idea for the rebrand. Let's
okay.
go for it.
It starts, my beautiful wife, it starts with, I think it should change its shape.
I never in 1 million years could have guessed that that was going to be your pitch.
I think Wyoming
okay.
has a boring bullshit shape.
What is the shape of Wyoming?
So here's the thing.
Can you describe it for the listener?
It's a rectangle. It's extremely like right angly.
Oh, perfect. You're right. It is a perfect square, basically.
Yes. When I look at it, it feels fucking boring.
Right. You're like, why would I want to go to this stupid ass rectangle state?
I hate it. It makes me feel sick. It's looking like, it's like looking at gravy or something. You know what I mean?
Gravy?
It's like looking at the color gray. Like if somebody came up to you and they were the color gray, you'd be like,
I think you'd be really alarmed.
I wouldn't want to hang out.
Wouldn't you want to help them get to a hospital?
I want to get Wyoming to a fucking hospital.
Time for surgery, baby. What shape are we talking then?
I got two ideas. Okay. First shape, AK-47.
No.
Like a photorealistic silhouette of an AK-47.
But is Wyoming even that kind of vibe?
Trigger, scope, the whole thing. But so it's a rebranding, right? So that's idea number one.
You're making my coastal elite heart shudder in fear.
You're going to love the second one.
Okay, what's the second one?
A heart.
Okay, now we're talking.
We can take one of the cities. Jackson. We're going to let Jackson, Wyoming be in the shape of an AK-47.
Divisions between land are made up anyway, but are we changing anything about like the land value or anything? Does it cost more money to buy a house in the muzzle of the AK-47? Is the downtown in the trigger?
Well, my overarching response to that is we're going to be changing the ecosystem of the state basically to the point of destruction. Like, who knows what that's going to do politically? Just as far as, like, vote zoning and voting.
Gerrymandering. It basically is like a gerrymandered district.
The most populated part of Jackson should be in the trigger.
Yes. It should be like a perfect little sliver. I think you should have some way of delineating from the sky. If you're on a plane, you know, it's not a flyover state anymore, baby.
That's right.
If you're in a plane and you look down and you see a fucking AK-47 on the ground, you're going, what is going on there? I got to go there.
Yes. That immediately makes it like a main tourist destination.
Yes.
For any any gun lover within a multi-state distance.
How do we make structures in the shape of an AK-47 that can be seen from a plane?
Well, honey, this is the great thing about rebranding is that we have access to our imaginations. I don't know, you might have remembered a period in 2016 where people were saying, build that wall, build that wall. Remember that?
I'm quite familiar.
We take that energy, which still exists, it hasn't gone anywhere.
And we make a wall in the shape of an AK-47.
That's right.
Okay, this is making me fucking go off.
Okay, go off, queen. My beautiful wife.
So, I don't want to offend anyone.
Sure, fair.
By what I'm about to say.
Taken, understood, considered.
I have a feeling that the people that want to live in a space that is shaped like an AK-47 don't want to be around people that don't want to live in a space that is shaped like an AK-47 and vice versa. This is a city for a very specific type of person. We're talking preppers. We're talking survivalists. Mm-hmm. We're talking people that want to have a militia.
I think that what we're doing here is considering and making space for the profound intellectual, emotional, and spiritual divide that exists in this country.
But I just also think that if we're concentrating all those people in that small square footage of an area, some shit's gonna go down.
You mean between the people inside the AK-47 or between the people inside and outside the AK-47?
Both. All the above. How do we prevent a bloodbath from happening is what I'm asking.
I was born in Missouri, so I'm familiar with what we'll call ungenerously the flyover states. And I'll say this. Mostly what we want, the blue collar people of America. I'm gesturing towards myself.
Uh-huh.
We just want to be seen.
Uh-huh.
We just want to be respected.
Right.
We just want to be, in many ways, understood.
Uh-huh.
I feel like living your greatest dream, which is living inside a gun-shaped city, might do a little something to make your big, beautiful American heart go, you know what?
Oh, do you hear Cody snoring? Yeah. I don't know if people can hear it, but Cody's dreaming. He's dreaming of a dog bone-shaped city that all the dogs live in. Do you get an AK-47 when you walk in?
Only if you're a baby.
Is it baby sized?
Yeah. Oh, it's what we call little cuties. That's referred to the baby size AK-47. So Wyoming is in the shape of a heart, right?
Uh-huh.
And I think we should change the name from the equality state to the things you love state. So there's AK-47 Wyoming. The next one, Sizzler Wyoming. Now, Sizzler Wyoming has all of your favorite food chains from your, like, you know, your Chick-fil-A's and your In-N-Out's or whatever, all that stuff, all the way to your, like, Denny's. So it's a small-ish town that has any kind of corporate food you could ever want to eat. So then we're going to move on to Casper.
Oh, well, that seems like it's just ripe for being a spooky town. You know what I mean?
Oh, like a Halloween town.
Like for the goths.
Yeah, goth Wyoming.
For our beloved goths.
It can be in the shape of fangs.
Oh, I was thinking like the ghost emoji.
Oh, yeah, I could see that too.
It's going
that's
like,
good.
What?
Yeah, maybe both. Maybe the ghost has fangs.
So all the goths go there.
So that's got like industrial goth clubs.
Spirit Halloween's open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
24/7. When you enter there, what you get is corpse paint makeup. That's when you cross the border, they give you black and white crusty makeup. There's German goth. There's techno goth.
Wait, I'm sorry. Back up. What is German goth?
Think Austria and make it goth.
Wait, so like a stereotype of Austria, like lederhosen, like little suspenders.
I didn't even think of that, but that's fucking great. Like the Swiss Alps guys, like
yeah,
what
the
they
Swiss
wear.
Alps guys, but goth?
But goth. We just invented a new goth. And it only exists in Casper, Wyoming.
That's not even German, is it? It's like, that's Swiss.
No, but it's so good.
Oh my God. So like the guys on the side of the Matterhorn, but it's black and white. And they've got like really heavy eyeliner and they're like, whatever. Yeah. They like climb the Matterhorn, but they like don't really want to.
Yeah, yeah. They do like lazy dancing. We're like,
one can see it, but Mort is just shimmying his arms without any support or contribution from the rest of his body. And his shoulders are completely limp and he's frowning. Oh, it's a very, very severe frown.
I'm really frowning. Yeah, because they feel the groove. They love the music, but they're also overwhelmed with depression.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Which goth, that's what we came up before people identified clinical depression as a mental health issue, which is actually quite beautiful that they made it into like an art form and a fashion.
So, okay, a little bit of peek behind the curtain is that Mort says that he is goth. Are you just trying to tell me that you have clinical depression?
Yeah, I'm like 3% goth. I'd say 3 days out of a year, catastrophically depressed. But that's not that bad. 3 days, that's not that bad.
Yeah, That makes me think that we should really make sure that the mental health services in Casper, Wyoming are really up to snuff.
I think 90% of the city budget should go to mental health care.
Honestly, in all of these places, 90% of the budget should go to mental health care problems.
Certainly so far. Definitely like you go to Sizzler, Wyoming for the food, but you stay.
You stay for the mental health infrastructure.
Rich, you stay for the rich understanding of who you are and why you're eating.
Actually, every time you buy a place in one of these locations, they have a therapist come to your house and try to help you understand, like, why do you want to be in a city that is shaped like a gun?
For Sizzler, they try to explain to you that food is not love.
Sorry, Cody's adjusting. Hold for Cody adjusting.
Oh, he's going to flop on me.
Oh, my God.
He put his head in my lap. Can we have a dog city?
It's a thing you love.
It is a thing I love. So what Wyoming city are we going to convert to be Bone City?
Laramie.
Laramie is now Dog City. It's in the shape of a dog bone. You are legally required to have a dog if you live there.
It's good boys and good girls only. You can have a traumatized dog. The city budget goes mostly to servicing traumatized dogs and to reintegrating them into dog life.
Specifically in Laramie.
Who's the dog whisperer guy or whatever?
Cesar, whatever. Yeah, he has to live there. We're forcing him to live there.
Oh, he's the mayor, baby. He's the for life mayor.
You know that there are some places where dogs are mayors, though.
Oh, that's true.
But maybe Cesar Milan, is that his name?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Is the mayor of Laramie, and then the dog is the mayor of Sizzler, Wyoming.
This is insane because the next city is called Cody, Wyoming.
We have to live there. We're the only occupants. Population 3, Cody's the mayor. It's in shape of Cody's face. So like instead of drinking fountains or like those little dog bowls, we teach all the dogs that if they like press a button, they can operate the fountain so they can get dog water whenever they want, which is just water, but dogs drink it. So I call it dog water. Every park is a dog park. I feel like we should somehow incorporate those buttons that people have with dogs now where they teach them how to speak English.
If the listener is not aware, dogs pretty much speak English at this point.
Yeah, according to everyone that has a dog on TikTok, you get a series of buttons and you record yourself saying stuff like outside or food. And then your dog, when it wants something, hits the button. A lot of videos are people recording one of the buttons saying bitch and then recording the dog hitting the button a bunch. So we should have those somehow. I'm not sure why, except for my own amusement and enjoyment.
I think the dogs in Dog City...
Currency?
Yeah, need their own currency and have their own economic system, I think.
Oh, wow.
Because, I mean, how cute is it going to be? They bring up a dog bone, give it to another dog behind a counter. The dog behind the counter. Let's say they give that dog two dog bones. The dog behind the counter hands that dog one larger dog bone.
So I wasn't thinking about it this way, but what you're describing is that this is a city that humans really could not survive in. This is a city made for dogs. Every home is dog-sized. Every countertop in a store, the height of it is to accommodate dogs, not humans.
I have a question, though. Yeah. Not to yuck the wonderful yum here.
No, but please, yuck it.
I feel like these dogs are going to need an awful lot of training to learn how to survive in this town if they're going to utilize the system of currency.
Well, that's why they have Cesar, the dog whisperer. There's one human man who is permitted to live there.
I'm thinking about all this in terms of how do we get tourism to Wyoming.
So it could be like, because we saw that video of that place in Japan.
Cat Island. Yeah.
And a few humans live there.
Right.
But for the most part, it's cats. And for the most part, you can come visit. But that lady that we saw the video in, there weren't any hotels or anything.
No, she had to stay on another.
She had to stay in another. So I think that's probably what we could do. We might have like a couple of people that live there. You know, we should have a vet, make sure that the dogs are being taken care of. But you can't stay because these dogs run this town. We want people to come to Dog City, but it belongs to the dogs.
Come, pet the dogs, tell them what good boys and girls they are, sing to them, give them treats.
And then get the fuck out.
And get the fuck out of here. Because you don't want to ruin the ecosystem. It's a delicate ecosystem there.
Yeah.
Cody, Wyoming, we live there.
That's just for us. That's Wyoming. Our payment for rebranding Wyoming.
Yep, Sheridan, Wyoming, basketball. Shift of basketball.
So just a circle.
Yeah,
just a circle. Or are you saying...
I sense the judgment.
I just went to Las Vegas, and they have the Sphere, which is a really massive dome that is covered from head to toe. It doesn't have heads or toes because it's a sphere.
It does have toes, though, right?
Little baby toes at the bottom, yeah. Adorable. That no one can see from the street, and it wiggles them. I don't know. It has LED screens all along the exterior, and sometimes on those LED screens, they do project a very large basketball.
And I'll say, it looks incredible.
It looks pretty great.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering if previously Sheridan, now Basketball Wyoming, we're going to break our convention of walls that you can see from a plane, and now instead build a dome with the LEDs on the outside that you can see from a plane
mm-hmm.
that is always projecting the image of a basketball. And so then these folks live within a domed city.
Here's what I'll say.
Yes.
I don't think there's a basketball fan alive that wouldn't want to come visit that.
I agree.
And the other thing is that I think we have demo games between, I think other NBA teams come and play in Basketball Wyoming.
Yes. So, I feel like it could just be like, not one massive stadium, but like most of it's a stadium.
Most of it is a basketball stadium. Yeah, that's right.
You know? So then you would have people that are just the most massive basketball fans could live there because everyone's coming through to use that stadium.
You know what else? The police all dress like referees.
I like that.
That's fun, right?
Yeah, that's fun. Are they armed as police are?
A whistle.
So they're not even just dressed like referees. They are just referees.
They just hand out yellow cards. Do they know they're doing basketball?
They do now.
I know that's a soccer thing.
So if someone's mugging someone else, they just throw a yellow card?
Hit the bench or whatever. They're like, send you.
I actually feel like that would fix a lot of things about our military industrial complex that we have in the States right now. Mm-hmm. If cops were just referees. Hit the bench. You're out of line. Cool off on the bench.
That's 2-3 froze for the guy you tried to mug or whatever. Oh, maybe that's the thing, is that in basketball Wyoming, everybody, they all have stats.
Ooh, that's fun.
Right? Let's say you want to buy a sandwich, right?
Uh-huh.
You pay in points. All day long, there's all these basketball hoops, so you're just taking shots. You go to get a coffee, somebody passes you ball, you try and hit a free throw, a layup, a slam dunk, all day long. Everybody's got like little counters on their shirts that say like how many points they've had for the day. They exchange those for goods and services.
Are there normal houses in basketball Wyoming, or is everything
basketball shaped?
They're all basketball shaped. Okay, that's what I figured.
Or whistle shaped or hoop shaped.
Whistle shaped.
Or basketball shoe shaped.
Can you explain how a whistle shaped house would work?
Yeah, there's no roof.
There's no roof.
Well.
Oh, okay. Oh, actually, I have an idea with that. Because there's a little hole at the top of the whistle where the sound comes out. So that, I think, would just be like.
Like a sunroof.
Like a sunroof, yes.
Yeah, exactly. I see.
Actually, I love this idea now because what I'm imagining, because if you don't know this about me, listener, my dear husband does. Mm. I love a nook. The idea of a bed that's like 2 inches below the ceiling is my dream. If the bedroom is in the whistle, the place where you blow in, that part. So then it's kind of like you go up the little set of stairs or something and then you're in a lofted bed situation.
And then is there like a glass window there? So you're sort of that. You're able to look out upon the glory that is basketball Wyoming.
Yes, I love that.
You can view the basketball games that are happening. Exposition games, that's what I'm thinking. No, exhibition games, sorry. Exposition games where they would explain the narrative to you. The Knicks versus the Wizards. Games that you wouldn't have seen before. Let's say we can get the... This is nuts! Holy shit! We get the fucking 80s Bulls to play like the mid-2000s Lakers or whatever. Right? They're older now, so they also get certain handicap shit. Maybe their points are worth 3 when the... You know what I'm saying?
Honey, I have a pitch.
Okay, great. That's what we're here for.
The inaugural game in Basketball Wyoming's stadium. Space Jam.
Now, great. I love it. What are we doing about the fact that Bugs Bunny is a cartoon character?
We are going to get either animatronics, a la if you've ever been to Disneyland in the recent years. If you go to California Adventure and Radiator Springs, they just got a Lightning McQueen fucking about there.
Right.
There's just a straight up car.
Yeah.
It just looks like a car.
Yep.
The windshields are his eyes and they dart around. It just looks like Lightning McQueen is there. Surely by the time that we launch Basketball Wyoming, they're going to have that kind of technology.
Yep, sure.
That we can apply to the Toon Squad.
You're saying very lifelike, let's say 5'2", Bugs Bunny, and he can dunk.
Are you saying that Bugs Bunny is taller than me?
This is a great question. Is he the size of a normal bunny? Because he's very small then.
In the lore of Space Jam, I think everyone hits Michael Jordan's like waist.
And Jordan's like 6'5". So, and you're 5'1"?
I'm 5'.
You're 5' even?
Even.
Adorable. So he's 4'7"?
Okay, that makes sense to me.
How tall is Bugs? But he can dunk, right? I mean, isn't that he's a good basketball player?
Yeah.
I mean, they're playing Michael Jordan.
Yeah. Well, they're cartoons, so they can defy the laws of physics.
Yeah, okay, great. We're going to be sinking untold billions of dollars.
Yes, absolutely.
Into Basketball Wyoming.
We've actually given it the most effort and attention of, I think, any of these cities.
Yeah, which is interesting for a couple of real non-jocks.
Yeah.
I think the revenue is going to be...
huge.
Incalculable.
I really feel like Basketball Wyoming is going to be able to fund the rest of our endeavors in Wyoming.
And I also think those are going to do great, except for maybe Sizzler.
I don't know.
Never underestimate Americans' desire for big old sloppy burgers. You just spent all day tussling with these sweet little puppies in Dog Wyoming.
You worked up an appetite.
You built a big old heap in hunger.
Yeah, you want to go to Olive Garden and feel like family. We've made these cities so attractive.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that anyone is going to want to visit the national monuments unless they are immediately adjacent to some of these cities.
And I think when they see them, they're going to go, oh, wow, I see why there's all this, well, I'll say hubbub about Old Faithful. All this hubbub about Old Faithful.
Yeah, I don't want to ruin the majesty around Old Faithful, but I was going to say maybe there's a way we could incorporate it into one of our cities, like it's the spout at the end of the AK-47. But I feel like it should be its own thing. Since we're shaping Wyoming now as a heart, are we just gifting the amount of land that we're shaving off by reshaping it to the adjacent states?
Yeah, it's going to go to your Nebraskas, your Montanas, your Idahos, your Utahs.
You're welcome.
Yeah, that's right. I don't think they're going to complain. Yeah, you get a little bit of Wyoming in your deal. Not too bad.
Not too bad.
Try not to get jealous when all the tourists are coming to Wyoming.
And get ready for the basketball experience of your life when fucking Bugs Bunny is dunking from half a court down, his arm extending all the way to the opposite side, kablam!
On a weeping, significantly older Michael Jordan.
Well, honey, another successful rebrand.
Honey, at the risk of being crass, I believe we rebranded the fuck out of this.
We've already carved out where we were living in Cody, Wyoming with Cody. But if we weren't living in Cody, Wyoming, where would you want
to
live?
I'd like to do 4 years in Sizzler.
4 years?
Yeah, and then I'd like to do a decade in basketball.
Thank you all for listening to another episode of Rebrand. I'm Ashley Birch.
And I'm Mort Burke.
And this is our dog, Cody. And we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Rebrand.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.